In this live stream, we are going to discuss the power and the influence of Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. Pope Pius X said, Saint Thérèse is the greatest saint of modern times. I personally believe that Saint Thérèse is one of the most important saints in church history. In this video, I'm going to share with you 5 important lessons and little stories and anecdotes from the lives of the saints. Let's go to the first lesson. Purity of heart. Shortly after my conversion, the first spiritual book I read was The Practice of the Presence of God by Brother Lawrence. And the second spiritual book that I ever read and the first life of a saint that I ever read was The Story of a Soul by Saint Thérèse. And when I opened this book, my heart was pierced by her purity, not just sexual purity, but purity of heart. Her love for God was like a sword through my soul. That here was a woman's diary. And you know, when you read a diary, you're thinking you're going to get all sorts of dirty laundry. And the heart of her heart was Jesus Christ. I would read this book before my classes in university. I would get to class early simply so I could spend time with Saint Thérèse. And this taught me a great lesson because when I would read this, I felt like Saint Thérèse was present. And that was very new for me as a recent convert, not having exposure to the saints. I was like, I feel like I'm in her presence and I love it. I love being around her. And Saint Thérèse became a true companion, and her purity of intention really pierced me. Because of my life of sin, I was so used to using people, and therefore I was predisposed to use God. But Saint Thérèse said, no, we love God for his own sake. I am like a little ball, and I imagine the child Jesus picking me up and playing with me and delighting me and throwing me into a corner and forgetting about me. And you know what? That's just fine, because I exist solely for him. I want to love him with my whole mind, heart, and soul. That's exactly what we need. We need to be near somebody who is on fire out of love for God. There's a saying, you can't make others hot if you are cold. So if we want to be hot with the love of God, we need to get near the fire. And Saint Thérèse, her diary, she opens her heart, she opens her soul to you, and you realize this is a holy woman. The second lesson is concerning the practice of the presence of God. In the previous live stream, I gave you some basics, foundations in this spirituality. We want to live in the presence of God. We want to do everything out of love for God. We want to conform our will to the will of God. And most people, when they think of the little way, they think that is the way of Saint Thérèse. And it is. That's true. So when I first read this, I was like, this builds upon the previous book that I was reading. And here it is put into practice in the life of a person who became a great saint. And that's true, but there's more. So Saint Thérèse didn't just practice the presence of God. Saint Thérèse perfected the practice of the presence of God, so much so that Pope John Paul II declared her a doctor of the church, a doctor of the science of love. Now this right here is truly the secret to sanctity and the secret to the little way. And it's a secret that every single one of us can apply to our daily lives, the great and the small. This is your little way. Are you ready? Saint Thérèse didn't just rely upon her own love to love her neighbor, to pick up a straw from the ground. She said, Jesus, I'm weak. Jesus, I can't do this. You must be love in me. I want you to love my sister through me. I give you permission to love the members of my community through me. And so for her, the Holy Eucharist was her source of divine fire. She wanted to receive Holy Communion as often as possible because Holy Communion is what burns the love of Christ in the soul, because Christ is really present. The two become one, and now she can allow him to live through her. Now, this sound simple, and it really is. It does require a complete destruction of your own will. St. Therese would say, I would wish to break my will into 1,000 little pieces. So it does require a destruction of your own will, but this will result in sanctity, the salvation of souls for other people, satisfaction in the heart. You will see the hand of God moving in extraordinary ways, which brings us to our third point. St. Therese was declared the patroness of the missions. Why? You have to understand, she did not live an extraordinary life. If somebody were to say, what did she do? The honest answer, not much. She did not do much. But what she did was allowed the love of Jesus Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, to be manifested in the actions that she did, and that yielded a harvest that we haven't even begun to comprehend. Let me explain. So her cult, her following, spread like wildfire. She is truly not just one of the greatest, she's one of the most popular saints that has ever lived. Think about it. Think about how many statues of Saint Therese of the Child Jesus you have seen. When you go into a church, you're more likely to run into a statue of Saint Therese, even if the church isn't named Saint Therese, than you would be falling into the presence of a Saint Peter or Saint John the Beloved. These are great saints. John the Baptist, incredible saints. And yet we see more statues of Saint Therese. Why? I'm going to explain in a moment. But God has put his hand on her life for a reason. One of those reasons, just one of those reasons, is to draw attention to this lifestyle, because this lifestyle is a lifestyle for us today, modern day saints living in the world. So there's this book called Stronger Than Steel. This takes place during World War I. Countless stories of soldiers in World War I asking Saint Therese, help me, carrying a picture of Saint Therese before she's canonized. And she is manifesting, and she's working miracles, and she's appearing to these men on the battlefield. There are volumes of books simply concerning the miracles of Saint Therese. There are volumes of books with witnessing to apparitions of Saint Therese. Understand this, she never left the convent. She remained in Lisieux, in Carmel, and yet from within the convent walls, she was effecting conversions all over the world. And again, this is the message for us. And you might say, Gabriel, but I thought you loved Mother Angelica. I thought you loved Fulton Sheen. I thought you loved Maximilian Kolbe. All of these holy men and women, they were extraordinarily devoted to Saint Therese. So Saint Therese being named the patroness of the missions wasn't just for her work in Carmel. It is for her work for all of eternity. So since her death, Saint Therese has been involved in almost every single major missionary activity of the church. I'll give you just a couple of examples. Mother Angelica and EWTN. Mother Angelica is one of the greatest apostles of the modern era. She is responsible for maintaining the faith in the United States. But without Saint Therese, there would be no Mother Angelica. When Mother Angelica was just a young girl, Rita Rizzo, she didn't have extraordinary faith. In fact, she had a really difficult life, and she had a tumor on her stomach, and it was disastrous for her family. Her family was desperate. Her mother knew that there was a woman claiming to have had visions of Jesus and Saint Therese. Her name was Rhoda Wise. And this mystical woman was the only hope that Rita Rizzo had. So her mother took little Rita to Rhoda Wise. Rhoda said, you better pray this novena to Saint Therese. And sure enough, on the ninth day of the novena, little Rita Rizzo woke up and she was miraculously cured. And that was the beginning of a love affair with Jesus Christ that would grow into a great media apostolate, the Eternal Word Television Network. And although Mother Angelica became a Franciscan and not a Carmelite, she was a contemplative. And throughout her entire life, she had an extraordinary devotion to Saint Therese. Fulton Sheen, he was a great missionary, one of the greatest preachers of the modern era. extraordinary devotion to Saint Therese. I recall listening to one of the greatest sermon series by Fulton Sheen, and it was on Saint Therese. Now, let me just conclude this little section with the man who I love, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. Saint Maximilian Kolbe learned of Saint Therese from an early time in his life. In fact, the canonization processes, the servant of God, the beatification, the canonization, lined up with the life and the mission of Saint Maximilian Kolbe beautifully. So let me just share you a couple of insights from St. Maximilian Kolbe. I've shared this equation with you before, but this is really going to be the reason why we can say that St. Therese was so holy. Maximilian Kolbe was giving a conference in Rome, and he wrote this math equation. He used this to explain sanctity, but I want to use this equation to explain to you why St. Therese was so powerful, so holy. So he wrote on the board, he used the letters V because he was teaching in Latin, so the letter V stood for voluntas. We're using the letter W for will. So the capital W is God's will. The lowercase w is our will. The S is a lot of things. The S is a lot of things. For Kolbe, the S was sanctity. We also know that the S is satisfaction, peace of soul. The S can also stand for success. Maximilian Kolbe famously said, the secret that guarantees success is union with the Immaculata, union with the holy will of God through Mary. So let me explain the equation. This isn't a plus sign. That little plus sign, it's not a plus sign. It's the cross. It is sacrifice. It is love. When we sacrifice our will for the will of God, that equals sanctity. That equals satisfaction. That equals all of those things. Saint Therese's spirituality was one of constant sacrifice out of love for God. Now, let me be very clear. In order to do this, you have to be detached. You have to constantly be telling yourself no, but you also must be recollected. You have to pause, enter into the presence of God, the practice of the presence of God, and consult with God from the heart and pause and be open and well-disposed to what he has to say. We are going to develop this later on in future live streams to help you with your Marian devotion, the fastest, shortest way to Jesus Christ. But I wanted to bring this up because Maximilian Kolbe was deeply influenced by Saint Therese being a patroness of the missions. He understood, I can reach souls, yes, by the media, and I must, but I must pray and I must sacrifice so that when they receive my media, their souls have the grace in order to be converted. Before Maximilian Kolbe went to Japan, he made a pilgrimage. Where? To Lourdes and to the shrine of Saint Therese in Lisieux. There is a story that I read where Maximilian Kolbe is in India and he's trying to grow his missionary activities in India, but the Indian bishop is not being receptive. There is a painting of Saint Therese, so he goes before the image of Saint Therese and he prays and prays and prays fervently. Saint Therese intercede, and suddenly from the painting, roses and rose petals drop onto the ground in front of his very feet. One quick last point concerning St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Therese. Maximilian Kolbe famously says, even if it comes from the ill will of others, accept anything as coming from the hands of the Immaculate. This is a mirror of the sentiment of St. Therese. So St. Therese said this constantly. Accept everything as if it comes from the hands of God. This is a very important lesson because when she was suffering greatly on her deathbed, she wasn't rebelling. She wasn't fighting against the cross to the best of her ability. She was accepting it with love for the salvation of souls. So this is our spirituality. We are called to reach souls. Whether we are preachers or evangelists, or whether we are stay-at-home moms, whether we're nurses, whether we're doctors, if we live the little way of St. Therese, if we allow Jesus Christ to live through us, again, the presence of God, and we say, Lord, you live, you speak through me, we have to receive Jesus in Holy Communion as often as possible. We need mental prayer. People forget. People forget that Saint Therese was a contemplative nun. It is necessary to enter into mental prayer in order to begin to have deeper forms of prayer and as well as grow in virtue and live this spirituality. This is the way we live when we're not praying. We try to make everything a prayer. Now, she was so powerful. She was so powerful. And she said things during her earthly life that if anybody else would have said them, you would say, what kind of prideful comment is this? It's only a prideful comment if it's not true. Saint Therese and her great power was in humility, authentic humility. It's unfortunate that many people don't know the definition of humility. When we say, hey, be humble, many people think that means, you know, talk bad about yourself. That's not what humility is. Humility is the truth about who you are and the truth about who God is. So Saint Therese was very aware about the truth of who she was. I'm weak. I'm a little flower. I can't do great things. But God, you can love through me. You can lift me up. So she was aware of who she was, but she had an extraordinary confidence in God. And that's where we need to be. A distrust of ourselves with an extraordinary confidence in the power of God. The more confidence you put in God, I give you my word, He is going to match. He's going to exceed. He's the one who said, nobody who gives up land or mother or father for my sake, they will not be left out. They will receive 100-fold in this life. We have to trust that if we write the check in the name of the Lord and we give Him our entire life, He is not outdone in generosity, and especially when it comes to sanctity. So I'm going to share with you 4 quotes of true humility, but I share them to you because they are you. When you hear these words say, that's me, I'm called to be a great saint, this spirituality works. Therese was so convinced of it that she said these quotes while she was alive, while she was, quote unquote, a nobody in the eyes of the world. The world didn't know who she was, but now everybody knows who she is. And the reason why God has exalted the humble is so that we can see that this is a spirituality for you. This is a spirituality for me. Here are those quotes. I am daringly confident that one day I shall become a great saint. God would never inspire me with desires which cannot be realized. So in spite of my littleness, I can hope to be a saint. Now, we have to recall her purity of intention, because sometimes we can want something and impose our desires upon the will of God. No, Saint Therese wanted one thing and one thing alone, God's will, salvation of souls. And so because she had purity of intention, it is true, God wants us all to become saints. And because that is God's will, that is her greatest desire. And so she can truly say, God would not put that desire in my heart unless He was going to bring it to fulfillment. In heaven, the good God will do all I wish because I have never done my own will upon earth. This is a great confidence in a God who loves in return. This is a great confidence that you love God. He is not outdone in generosity. He is so good to those who love Him. Eye has not seen and ear has not heard what the Lord has in store for those who love Him. After my death, I will let fall a shower of roses. I will spend my heaven doing good upon the earth. My brothers and sisters, this is a promise that Saint Therese will keep. She has kept, and in my experience, she has never failed any time I have gone to her. Saint Therese is a constant companion. She is a protector, and most importantly, she is a teacher. She is a teacher and a reminder to live the practice of the presence of God, but not by my own strength, by the strength that the Lord gives in the Holy Eucharist, by the strength that the Lord gives, by the power of the Holy Spirit, really and truly living inside of me. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you to have a devotion to Saint Therese. How do you begin this devotion? For starters, you can read her book or audiobook it or watch more videos. I am going to link a great documentary. So in this video, this is not a documentary. This is an explanation of her spiritual insight. I'm going to put a link for that. It's more biographical, but there's also incredible insights. So you can learn more about her. I strongly encourage you to put a picture of her up in your room. I have a picture of her in my office. I have a picture of her by my bedside. I carry a little picture of her with me as a reminder, yes, that she's present, but even more importantly, of her spirituality. Saint Therese has been there for me in good times and in bad, where the Lord has taught me spiritual lessons, where I've gone through great times of desolation, and it felt like Jesus wasn't there and Mary wasn't there. The Lord allowed Saint Therese to be with me as like a little tutor. I love her, I love her, I love her, and I am not ashamed. I want to share with you a novena and the way that I do this novena that has never, ever failed me. The novena is called the 24 Glory Be's to Saint Therese. And you simply pray, Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, etc. You pray that 24 times in honor of each year that Saint Therese lived, thanking God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for the graces that he bestowed upon her. And she truly recognizes that her life was grace after grace. She was unworthy to receive the gifts that she received, but God in his mercy and for our sake and for hers gave her those graces. So this is how I personally recommend that you make this novena. So when I pray it, I make an act of faith in the presence of God. And because Saint Therese is truly a saint in heaven, she is immersed in the presence of God. In God, she exists and she sees you and she hears you. And it's more realistic for you to imagine her standing right in front of you than it is for you to imagine her far away, listening in on a little telephone because you called up her number. So when you pray this novena and you pray this 24 times for 9 days in a row, I make an act of faith in the presence of God. I close my eyes and in my intellect, if you can use your imagination, I recommend you imagining her standing right in front of you. And you look into her eyes and you tell her your pressing intention. And then personally, this is what I do. I will think of the various stages of her life. So the first one, I think of her as just like a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. And somewhere in there, as a little girl, she goes through the death of her mother. Wow, what a tragedy, but also God brought grace in that. And then I think of later on in life, how she was so ill and they made a novena to Our Lady of Victory and the statue smiled on her. I think of her going to Pope Leo XIII, asking to be a nun at such a young age. I think of her entering Carmel. And so I'm just, to the best of my ability with the limited information that I personally have about her life, I'm just kind of being present through the stages of her life, thanking God for those graces. And then, of course, on the 24th Glory Be, I'm like, Saint Therese, you died in the arms of God. You suffered greatly at your death. Please, by virtue of this, intercede for me. And I can tell you from the depth of my heart, she has never, ever failed me. And she has been a constant guide and companion. I will put links to a copy of this book. I will put links to that documentary that I made several years back with my friend Shane Page. He is a great lover of Saint Therese. How could I not mention him in a video like this? He's such a great lover of Saint Therese, and that documentary is incredible. I encourage you to hit subscribe. These live streams, they kind of build upon one another. No, they're not as fancy or as flashy with all the cinematic music, but we're going deep. So if you want deep content that touches the heart and enlightens the mind, you want to subscribe. Let us conclude in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, we thank you for the graces that you've given to Saint Therese. We ask that you also be the love in us as we strive to live life in your presence and to give ourselves totally and completely to you, we ask for the grace to love you with our whole mind, our whole heart, and our whole soul. Saint Therese of the Child Jesus, intercede for us that we can be like you, that in the daily duties of our life, we can love Jesus Christ and let him live and love through us. Blessed Virgin Mary, we consecrate to you our life, our actions, all that we are and all that we have. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you very soon.